The new president of the Missouri Board of Education, Stan Archie of Kansas City, turned in his resignation on Friday. Archie is facing lawsuits from two women who accuse him of sexual improprieties while acting in his role as pastor of the Christian Fellowship Baptist Church. Archie denies the accusations. Jackson County Executive Mike Sanders was back in the transit spotlight, announcing that negotiations with railroads for use of tracks were progressing, and he hoped to be able to send a plan to the voters in April.
My commitment's always been, without specific construction prices, specific right-of-ways, contract signed, I don't want to put this on the ballot.
The plan involves a 1 cent sales tax to support the $650 million transit system. In Jefferson City, the House endorsed special elections to fill statewide office vacancies, such as will occur if Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is the GOP candidate to replace Congresswoman Joanne Emerson. The bill would also prohibit temporary replacements appointed by the governor from running for the position. House Republicans swore it was not aimed at the Democratic governor, but House member Stacey Newman said,
"Since 1875, the governor has been able to appoint regardless of when the vacancies occur."
Democrats call the proposal unconstitutional. Confirmation of Governor Nixon's appointment of Doug Nelson to head the Office of Administration was on hold after some Republicans heard Nelson had signed off on the Highway Patrol's purchase of a new airplane.
It was circumventing the legislature to purchase a new plane for the governor to fly around the state to have these press conferences. It's very troubling,
said Kansas City Senator Ryan Silvey. St. Louis State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal introduced a bill to require parents of Missouri school kids to notify their school district if they are gun owners.
The Second Amendment does not say that a 12-year-old can shoot a 12-year-old. There's no protection for that. What we are trying to do here is address what is happening in our urban cities.
But with GOP control of both houses, even Chappelle Nadal didn't believe the bill would pass. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback encouraged abortion foes at a Topeka rally.
Life is critical. Life is essential. Life is what it's all about. And that's why we need you here, and we need you to continue to push and to march and to pray and to work at pro-life centers.
The legislature seemed supportive of more abortion restrictions, but uncomfortable with Brownback requests to end tax deductions for interest and property taxes. In business news, HCA lost a $162 million judgment to a nonprofit who said the company's building new suburban hospitals didn't satisfy an infrastructure improvement promise HCA made when it started buying up Kansas City hospitals. And Hallmark's Bill Hall quoted a national study that decried job poaching border wars in the Kansas City area.
To Kansas, of this job shuffle is 595 jobs at a staggering cost of $323,000 per job.
No border wars truce was in sight. Going into the weekend, it was a pretty sure thing that GM's big news conference Monday morning would be about the expansion of its Fairfax plant. Still to be revealed were how much expansion and how many jobs will be involved. This is KCUR.